prisons, as long have been suspected, are criminogenic, meaning they generate criminal behavior. The ABA report, in examining the social costs of prisons on those most in need of human services, finds an effect that may be termed devastating. The report found that it takes the combined annual income taxes of 18 Delaware residents to pay the cost to incarcerate one person for 1 year, meaning those taxes could not be used for education, health care, environmental protection, or a myriad of other governmental services. Further, the ABA report found that the cost of construction, financing, and operating a 1,000-cell prison in Wisconsin for 1 year would have paid for 11,000 children in that state's Head Start program. Presently, some 30,000 eligible preschoolers are excluded from participation in the Wisconsin Head Start program because of lack of funding. In Pennsylvania, libraries are being closed and university appropriations are being cut so that prisons can be built. California just closed out a budget for its biggest prison expansion in the United States with a price tag of nearly $2 billion in 1 year. Every hungry, ill-housed, uneducated, unemployed person in the United States owes his wretched condition in some degree to a politician who made a policy decision to let a family go homeless or a child unschooled so that a prison cell could be built. It is precisely this quasi-economy of legal repression that fuels the outer economy of depression. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.